Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
But Lewandike, 36, Ari Lewandike, proposed to the 27-year-old publicist Becca before breaking up with her to get back together with the runner-up.
See, this is why I don't watch it, because I don't fucking understand what is happening. And although this sounds like big national news, and it is apparently because it's on the front of, wow. By the way, I'm on CNN.com right now reading about this Bachelor fiasco.
You know, that's the curse of being a comedian is we kind of have to know what's going on with just about everything.
Yes.
So, like, yeah, we got to know what Trump said in his speech, and we got to know what the fucking Bachelor did as well. And then we got to know if Ren and Stimpy is coming back.
Yeah.
And we got to know what...
Wait, is it?
No, unfortunately not. But we got to know that McDonald's has Szechuan sauce in honor of Rick and Morty, which was a bit that was done about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's
there's too much. Also, I think sometimes playing dumb, the audience does appreciate. Like, there's certain times when I'll be in a city where they'll make somebody will say something or a joke about another city that's close by that is maybe like the shit city.
Oh,
in
yeah.
that neighboring area.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's in, actually, when I was with you in Temecula doing Pechanga and somebody made a joke about
Fontana?
No, not Roanoke. Fallbrook.
Okay.
Because I remember it sounded like a ska band from the 90s. Fallbrook is a place that is kind of shitty.
It was called the Mighty Mighty Fallbrooks.
Yeah. And somebody made a joke about Fallbrook. They were like, I was like, hey man, like you're missing some teeth. Like, where'd you, did you lose them on the way over here? And somebody goes, probably left them in Fallbrook. And everybody started cracking up. And then I just pause and I go, ha ha, got him. And then I go, where's that?
Yeah, because we don't know. And that's why I love it when I go on the road and I hear the host do all like the local jokes. Then I'm like, oh, great. Fantastic. Now these are out of the way.
Yes.
Now I don't have to walk on stage and everyone's like, yeah, talk about that shitty city that you never heard of. Hey, talk about our weird statue that you've never seen.
If you haven't seen it, but if you've seen it, right?
Yeah.
When I was in Bloomington, Indiana, there was a statue in the middle of the city, very small city, that the mayor put there of a, I want to say dragonfly. Oh, Venus, not Venus flytrap. I think it's dragonfly.
Okay.
It's a dragonfly.
All right.
I'm almost positive. It's some sort of combination of a dragon and
a
fly.
And something that flies.
It was like, but an insect. Okay. What else is there besides a dragonfly?
Well, the world famous dragon caterpillar that we all know about.
Okay. Don't say shit like that because you know that I will probably believe it.
It probably exists in Australia.
See, I knew
something.
That was not a real thing, but 4% of my brain just goes, But it might be.
But maybe there's a caterpillar that goes into a
cocoon. Don't be the only guy that doesn't know about the dragon caterpillar.
Hey, man, I've been watching... I don't have cable hooked up yet in my house, and I've been watching on Netflix the Blue Earth, Planet Earth.
Planet Earth?
Yeah. The stuff from the BBC documentaries.
Oh, yeah.
And there's these... animals.
I've never heard of.
I had no idea they existed.
Yeah.
And now there's a fish called a cuttlefish that can change the color of its skin and what it does it basically makes its skin act like a rave. So there's all these colors going on, and then their prey just looks at it and freezes because it's like, that's the most amazing thing I've ever... And now I'm dead. And it shows it just like... changing color as it goes up to a crab, and you see the crab just like stop and look at it like, I'm pretty sure I should be dropping Crab Molly right now. And Crab Molly would be a great ska band name. Talking about ska band names.
Yeah, that's you're definitely paying at least $12 to see Crab Molly.
Yeah. And then there's just these animals that like I don't know exist.
Does it make you more apprehensive to go underwater when you find out about new types of species? Because like,
oh, totally.
Having the bare knowledge of like, you know, sharks, whales, fish, trout, which are fish, shark, which are bigger fish, dolphins.
Deadly shrimp.
You know what I'm saying? But like, I know of like, I'm jumping into, if I'm snorkeling, I'm going like, I know five of the, maybe, of what I'm going to see.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's why even going like, like deep snorkeling or what's the other one called when you go way under?
I don't know, just scuba diving.
Scuba diving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like even that, it's like, who reads the full pamphlet of like every type of fish? If you see like a weird yellow fish, yeah, how are you supposed to just assume that guy's safe and like
not gonna like, and when throw they, a barb at you or
yeah,
something
or if
like
they're
that.
Rubbing up against you, like, you know, that to me is so creepy. And I know how I think girls feel at a club when they're just because when the few times I've snorkeled and fish have been running with me, I'm like, I don't know if that fish is not poisonous.
Yeah,
because I didn't do my research.
Yeah, no, there's and then you just have like your guide, and if you're in a foreign country, then who knows how much he or she knows, or just
yeah,
like looking like, oh yeah, that
just
fish,
trying to get you to do it.
That fish is fine. It's not going to kill you.
Yeah,
and you're like, how do you know that? I've never seen it kill anyone. Has it ever been? Has it ever seen a dwarf? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Do I smell differently? Do I look like one of those crabs that this thing eats? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, you can't assume that everything. I mean, but that's also just the state of the world where it's like, I think you got to be on high alert for almost everything now, which is why McDonald's is even taking a page out of the Me Too movement and yep, flipping the arch upside down so that it's now for those dum-dums out there. No, they're not changing the name of the restaurant to Wickdonald's.
Oh, so instead of like, wasn't Mario's enemy Wario?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, so they just flipped it upside down and then just like, okay, that's our villain.
Yeah.
By the way, don't need Wario. Bowser, good enough.
Bowser was a fine villain.
It's a fucking turtle with spikes coming out of his shells
That's going to present its own set of problems.
Yeah, we're good. We don't need a weird, like, even worse Italian stereotype coming out going, it's-a-me, Wario. You know, that's a pretty damn good Wario
impression. That's very good.
I didn't know
if Wario gave us that moment. Wait, is Wario the mad scientist?
No, Wario is the fat, and I only know this from Mario Kart. He looks like Mario, but he's fatter, and he's got yellow and purple instead of red and blue.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and he's got a curly mustache, and he talks like this.
Yeah.
He goes, Wario won.
Where's that guy? Do you think he's at a bar somewhere, like, just doing that voice to...
I was the voice of Wario. Like trying to, like, pick up on chicks.
Yeah, he says a line like, I'll get you, Mario, and she goes, I don't get it. Come on, You don't recognize the...
You didn't play video games as a kid?
Yeah.
It's like, no, you just sound like you drank way too much whiskey that was just left out all day.
Yeah.
No, this is a... No, all right.
People used to love me.
One more.
People used to want to fuck me.
Hey, I'm a Wario. I'm gonna win. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
Can I,
so sad.
Can I just get a hand job in the parking lot?
Yeah. For Luigi?
Now, if you have Mario here, I would totally fuck him. Yeah. But I'm his brother.
You know what though? There's gotta be in the is it the Snuggy World? Fluffy? What is it called?
The Snuggy World. What are you like?
The people that dress up in mascot costumes and fuck.
Furries.
Furries. Yeah.
Why do I know that?
Yeah.
Well, maybe because people look at me and they think I'm already in a costume.
Haven't you been to a furry convention?
I did go one time. Yeah. It was at the same hotel, and we're going on a lot of different tangents, but I'll circle back. it was at the same hotel as a Kevin and Bean April Foolishness where I was staying. There was also a furry convention.
That's awesome.
So I come home from April Foolishness. I'm drunk as hell, and all of a sudden, there's a giant pink squirrel in the lobby, and talking about where it's going to go afterward, and how there's a big room of all the furries, and I'm just like, well, yeah, I've got to go check this out. I mean, I had a date that night, but that date isn't wearing a squirrel costume, so, I mean, I don't know.
That's so crazy to me that people actually, I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things I thank God that I wake up and I go, oh, cool. I don't want to fuck animals. I don't want to eat soap. I don't want to...
Right, because you watch shows where it's like strange fetishes.
Yeah.
I saw one one time, and there's this whole sect on like Pornhub about it, where like guys get off by like balloons popping. Like they pop balloons, or women sit on balloons, and that like gets them very excited.
That's so crazy.
And I'm just like, wow.
Does that come from like a parents, like, where do you develop these habits and like fetishes?
The first time he has a boner, like,
you gotta be so
isolated. Balloon pops, yeah. And there's just sort of a correlation. Like his first boner was at his birthday party. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Like, I have no clue. And how do you even discover that? Because I think about that a lot, where I go, what if I have a weird fetish?
Yeah, but it's just waiting to be unveiled.
I just don't know about
it. What about if you're at a party? Like, this is how, if I was at a birthday party, if I was like 9, right? And a clown with big tits was making balloon animals and like looked like was wearing a very low cut clown costume, right? Mm-hmm. To where I'm like, whoa, look at those clown titties. And then she like locked eyes with me and licked her lips.
Yeah.
Maybe I wouldn't be able to get hard unless I heard like, or some, you know.
Fuvit, fuvit.
Wait, what's fuvit, fuvit?
That's the little horn. Fuvit. Why do I squeeze it every time I do the sound effect?
Wait,
I don't know.
Is that a known thing that it's fuvit?
No, that's just kind of the sound effect I use.
That's great.
That's what you hear.
Some next level dwarf shit. Where you hear a noise and you can spell it.
Yes, that noise that the horn makes is F-A-V-E-T-T. Fuvit. Yeah, that.
Fawcett also sounds like Fozzie's like stepbrother on the Muppets. That, like,
this is my brother, Fawcett.
Yeah.
Doka Doka. He's Finnish.
So look, we said we'd get back to our previous topic, which was McDonald's honoring women, which is a cool move. Burger King, what's your move?
Burger Queen?
Wow.
Burger Queen?
That's actually what they do.
I think they should do that.
McDonald's says 6 out of 10 managers of U.S. restaurants are women, and they have a long history of supporting women in the workplace, so that's why they flip the arch upside down. I don't know how long they're doing it for. That probably... The restaurant chain will also mark the occasion at another 100 U.S. locations. Oh, so it's on Thursday, International Women's Day. Okay, so it's just one day.
Okay. And is it...
Now, why only one day? Are they really that concerned that people will see the arch upside down and drive past it and be like, I thought that was McDonald's?
But then it's got the upside down, so there's no way.
It could be another restaurant with a golden arch.
They almost need to hire one employee just to stand out there and be like, no, we're still good. We're still McDonald's.
Holding a sign that says still actually McDonald's.
Yeah, not Whack-Donald's.
So look, recently I picked up... something to make it possible for us to finally take calls and make calls.
And this is huge because for those of you listening, we're going to hopefully set up a line soon to where you guys can call in and we can talk to you. And then all our guests that are like in New York, maybe we can't get to them or they're living all over different parts of the country. We can finally have them call in.
Yeah.
So it's going to give us a greater opportunity to have more guests and more interaction with you guys, our loyal fans. Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of loyal fans. We might not have a more loyal fan than Fan Terry from Utah, who Brad and I have both met.
Yep.
She's come to podcasts live and our shows out there, brought us gifts. Mm-hmm. Just the, like, you know, you want to say borderline stalkerish, but I don't think so because there's so much love from her heart that
Absolutely.
Is genuine and real and like she's told us, the podcast has been there for her in tough times, and she's going to be our first call in this era of technology where we can do that. So we are now going to call Terry,
super fan Terry. Look at that. You can hear it and everything.
Hello.
Whoa, Terry.
Adam.
Hello, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
We are so happy. You are our first call ever on the podcast.
Oh my gosh, Brad.
Well,
I am having to stand outside of my work building in 30 degree weather.
Wow, it's 30 degrees in Utah. Wow, that was a really solid pitch for people who are looking to travel to Utah.
It's 30 degrees. We're not going to get you fired, are we?
No.
Okay, good. Now you've been so supportive. You come out to all the shows when Adam does stand up in Utah. When I do stand up in Utah, you come out to the shows. What is it about the podcast that you love so much, Terry?
The life stories. All your comics bring such great stories about their lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's always they're always interesting, entertaining.
How did you find the podcast, Terry?
Loveline. I listened to Dr. Drew for 12 years, and
nice.
You guys were in there, and I fell in love with Brad when he said he was going to break Mike Tapperwood's knees.
I never actually did that. You know,
when Adam talked about his Pop Tart.
Yeah, that is.
I don't know.
I mean,
10 years old and seeing himself, I guess.
You know what? Saying the time that Adam talked about his Pop Tarts, that could be 5 minutes ago. Yeah. That could be 20 years ago.
That's although I will say this. Times. Unfortunately, I did have my first Pop Tart in quite a while, about a week ago, and I gotta say, and you know, if Pop Tarts was a sponsor, I might refrain from uttering what I'm about to say, but I felt sick the next day.
What?
Yeah.
Is Adam Ray denouncing Pop-Tarts?
Well, I think it's my stomach is just adjusting and growing up
all
and
right.
maturing.
This is like right up there with the Verizon nerd guy showing up as the Sprint salesman.
Yeah.
This is blowing my fucking mind.
Yeah.
Okay? You.
The idea of Adam Ray maturing in any way, I don't know.
All right, so I guess this is my first fan fuck you, Terry.
I love that.
Oh, come on.
No, you're right. I am. I'm a kid at heart. And you know what? It's and Brad looks like a kid and I'm a kid at heart. So it's a good combo.
Together the two of you well, plus your the other comics, you guys have made me very okay with what my son and my husband do.
What do they do?
Just male stupidity. Everything.
So we have made male stupidity more palatable for you. You can tolerate it more.
Yes, I can understand it. I'm more empathetic. I can. Yes, it's all the way around. It's been good for me. It's good therapy.
Wow, this is this is something that I didn't even realize that our podcast could possibly do. Is that this could give women an insight into the, let's just say, the brains of men that don't necessarily want to grow up, that are kind of have that whole Peter Pan complex. So through us, you've absolutely. Sort of gotten a greater understanding of that.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And, yes, it's all been great.
Terry, do you listen? Do you get in trouble if you listen to the podcast at work? Have you gotten in trouble for laughing too hard or?
I get looks for laughing too hard, but no, we work for the Postal Service where we type mail. I'm with like 200 to 300 employees every day, and mm-hmm. that's all we do is listen to podcasts, music,
and
books on tape, whatever we can get.
And you know what? There hasn't been someone, quote-unquote, going postal in the Utah area, so you're welcome, Utah. We have stopped... postal employees from going batshit crazy.
I'm not sure about that. My husband might say different.
Terry, what do you what do you do for the post office?
We correct people's mail, like you know, people put in their addresses, they write them, whatever. We correct it if it's wrong or whatever the machines can't read. We fix that.
Okay. Well,
so, yeah.
Do you think mail is
everybody's mail?
Do you think mail is ever going to die?
It's gone down. I can say that. I've been with this with these guys for 17 years, and it's we've gotten slower.
Well, is that just
email and everything?
Yeah, and and but I would imagine your job has increased because through so much email. People's handwriting, in my opinion, has gotten worse in the last like 10, 15 years because no one's writing anymore.
Yeah.
So when they finally have to, it's all fucked up. I know that when I was writing some thank you notes for all of the wedding gifts that we got, and I wanted to do handwritten notes. Yeah, my writing was atrocious.
You forgot how to spell your name, right?
Hey, I think there's Brad is still spelled with an E, right? we're good on that.
Yeah, there's probably so many pieces of mail that have been lost or sent to the wrong location because you guys are like, is that a Q or an F or a nine or a B? Yes.
Absolutely, we get a lot of those.
Well, great. And then, so will you be seeing us the next time we both come to Utah? Because I know I've got some stand-up dates in Utah later this year.
Yes, yeah, I know you're coming. I don't remember what dates, but for sure.
Awesome.
I'm right on top of that. Oh, my family is coming to L.A., so you guys got to watch out.
Terry, these are the things these are like, I mean, I know you meant that in a I'm going to come find you guys, but yeah. Even that, you know, I'm going to come to the show. Like, just be a little more specific with the threat. Watch out, I'm coming to LA.
Yeah, because
those are usually the last words someone says before there's a restraining order sent out.
Now Adam and I are going into full doomsday prepper mode, and we're just gonna huddle down in a bunker, eat some space food, but still deliver podcasts.
Like, are you prepping
basis
for the apocalypse? That's yeah, it's called really Terry. What are you gonna do when you come to LA?
We're just going to go visit Universal Studios, take the kids out there, and, you know, all their favorite shows are there. So we did Disneyland last year.
Well, we have a huge surprise for you, Terry. When you go to Universal Studios, Adam Ray is going to reprise his role as Wolverine and be your personal escort around the park. It's guaranteed.
No.
It's going to happen.
No, stop. Stop.
He's already cleared it with the park.
I've personally purchased Marvel back from Disney.
Yes. He's going to show you all the secrets of the park. He's going to be with you for a grand total of 8 hours, nonstop.
Oh, God.
All the behind-the-scenes tours. God.
I would give you a great backlot tour, because I did do that, and that's... You know, my tours, look, were they informative? No. Did you get a lot of facts about, like, the movie sets and what was filmed there? No. But did you get an impromptu magic show by Not a Magician? You goddamn right you did.
Hey, guess what? I'm not a heavyset Latina, but I am Native. I am brown. I'm right there, Adam.
That's so funny. She's basically quoting what I've said about how I was eye candy for nerdy children and heavyset Latinas.
All right. Yes.
Which is a category
I
on Pornhub.
No idea. I am so in love with Adam Ray, and he doesn't even know it.
Oh, my.
I told my son today that I was going to name him Aiden Ray because his name is Aiden Locke.
All right. Well, that and you can tell Adam all of that and more while his while he's giving his personal guided tour.
I want to live
throughout all Universal Studios, never breaking character, always being Wolverine the entire time.
Yeah,
he's even
illegal.
Growing his hair out long.
This is illegal. Well, Terry, thanks for talking to us, and we'll probably call you again in the near future. And
yeah, and thanks for being a great fan of the podcast. Thanks for reaching out to us on social media, and I'll see you when I come to Salt Lake City, and Adam will see you when you go to Universal Studios.
In my NyQuil dreams, when you penetrate through the
when she goes full Kool-Aid Man on your apartment and just goes, "Hey, Adam!"
I'm absolutely going to come tackle you and just take you down.
I need an adult.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Terry.
Talk to you soon.
No problem.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Love you too. No, I hung up before she could say anything else.
Oh, see, now you just gave her hope because you said I love you too. Now she's going to hang up
and be isolated.
Like, she's going to hang up and be like, he does love me. Husband, you're kicking you to the curb.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to L.A. and Adam Ray's going to give me a personalized tour.
Oh, boy. You know what? I would, if I was... You know, super fucking famous, and that was like a make-a-wish thing,
yeah.
Or even just like somehow requested, like that. Yeah. Like that could. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, former tour guides and people that worked at the park, but I'm trying to think who really has publicized being a theme park character that is really big. You know what I'm saying?
Like is now. Was there anyone that
would
like a tour
that's
guide
gone?
Back.
Paul Feig was a tour guide.
Okay.
Fuck, there was another. I want to say Conan or big.
I know Steve Martin used to work at Disneyland.
Okay.
So that's one.
But I'm saying like it was like a face character. Well, I guess that's good. We could look that up, huh?
Yeah, famous people that worked at Disneyland.
And because then, like to get,
of course, after Brad Williams, yes, that we gotta
put it goes
that,
Steve Martin, Brad Williams,
yeah, and then the rest.
No, but it's like, you know, to get requested to come back and dress up in character, or maybe just do.
God, when you Google famous people who, it just auto finishes to who died this year.
You're like, Jesus,
jeez, Google, why are you doing this to us? But yeah, we started off this podcast talking about the fucking Bachelor.
Yeah.
And
but you know what, though? We conveniently and appropriately shifted.
Mm.
Because, look, even though we had Nick Vial on from last season's Bachelor.
Yep.
And that was informative, you know?
Sure.
And I did enjoy the question and answer portion of that podcast, filling myself in and educating us on, you know, parts of the show I didn't give a shit about.
Yeah. To break into this Bachelor news, Michelle Pfeiffer played Alice in Wonderland.
I thought you were about to say she's the new Bachelor.
Oh.
Or Bachelorette.
I'd sign up. Kevin Costner, he used to work at Disneyland.
Doing what?
He was Kevin Costner. Actually, met his first wife while working at Disneyland. When he was a tour guide, he came across Snow White, and he married Snow White. Fuck you, Costner.
Oh,
he
Jesus.
pulled a Snow White. That's my girl.
Yeah,
man.
That's your.
You son of a bitch. Oh, here's someone famous who used to work at Disneyland who we've actually had on this podcast, and he talked about it.
Who's that?
Wayne Brady.
Oh, yeah.
He was Tigger.
That's a very famous
That's
one.
Tigger.
That's right.
Tigger. T. Hard T.
Hard T.
Tigger. Okay, yes. Yeah, dude, like, if he could go back and, like, do that for people, Tay Diggs.
Steve Bannon.
Mm-hmm. Steve Bannon. Wait, it says rumored Robin Williams used to be a tour guide on the Jungle Cruise. I don't think that was real.
That sounds real.
Kevin Richardson from the Backstreet Boys was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle at Disneyland and also Aladdin.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, and now everyone else is people that I've never heard of before. They're like, oh, yeah, Sarah Butler. Sure.
There's got to be other crazy. Somebody needs to compile a list of not just theme parks, like, you know, of where super. Like, did Will Smith ever work at a Bed Bath and Beyond? You know, he probably, or was he always just great and super famous and hilarious?
Yeah, well, I mean,
I guess he was, right?
Yeah, hell, we've had we've had Sebastian Maniscalco on this podcast, and he talked famously about how he'd be a waiter and then he would do a set at the Comedy Store,
oh,
still
right.
in his outfit.
Oh, that's right.
And then run back and...
That'd be like if I went to my open mics as Wolverine on break.
I mean, I think you should.
I did have to leave Universal to do auditions a handful of times, and I would have to just, you know, very hurriedly get out of costume and get back in. and I remember one time I left my teeth in, the fake fangs,
oh,
and went
yeah.
to an audition. And had them in. It was just so, like, frantic and you know, running at such a high pace that I forgot. And I remember walking in and smiling, and the casting director going, whoop. And I was like, oh, so what's going on? And then they were like, what's with the fangs? And I was like, oh, this isn't a vampire Olive Garden commercial?
Because Olive Garden is so good that I grew fangs I could devour the food better.
I wish I just committed
Maybe.
And be like, what would happen if Dracula got the never-ending pasta?
I've given off blood. It's an anti-blood diet. Yeah. Now it's all pasta primavera. Sure, blood is red, but also so is tomato sauce.
Which goes great on the new shrimp scampi pasta.
Now, did you have a similar audition when you recently got a role on Ballers?
Right.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
A role on Ballers.
Man, I play a very pro-Trump white dude.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, I mean...
Like, rich, like...
So, you just played yourself, because we all know. Adam Ray's nothing but pro Trump,
and nobody supports.
No one's whiter. No one's whiter than Adam Ray. Oh, everyone knows that.
No one's whiter.
Just means you have range.
Thank you. No one's whiter, but also nobody can look like more ethnicities with a slight grow of the facial hair than Adam Ray. When I was a freshman in high school, I remember I grew out a beard. People thought I was Mexican.
Yep.
Then when I shaved and got tan, people thought I was Cuban.
Yep.
I mean, if my hair's short, you know.
Yeah. I could see you pulling off some weird
Irish
version of, like,
if it's long Greek.
Yeah. Yeah. You can be Greek. You can be like, you could be Arab if you really kind of, if you really did something else.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There's,
if my rapping skills improved, you know, possibly, you know,
like Delonte, like Delonte West black, like just kind of that really light, like, there's, yeah, like your mom's white, your dad's white, but somewhere down the family tree, if you shake it, something black guy's gonna fall out of that some bitch.
All right, I'm gonna just let that sit for a minute. I don't know if you heard this story, Brad.
Okay,
but you know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on, but there's a lot of great news happening that we're not focusing on.
Okay,
like the $560 million Powerball winner.
Yeah,
who is suing to stay anonymous.
Oh.
Has her lawyers collect the prize. Now, I bring this up because, so look, attorneys for the anonymous woman who have won nearly $560 million in New Hampshire accepted the cash prize on her behalf. The attorneys did.
Yeah.
The lawyers announced their plans to share the wealth by making major donations to charities, including $150,000 to Girls Inc. and $33,000 each to three New Hampshire chapters of End 68 Hours of Hunger.
Great.
Now, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
If you win $560 million, which cut that in half.
Yeah.
Right? After taxes and all that.
Yeah. Let's just say.
Let's call it.
$250 million.
Let's call it $250
million.
Yeah. Hey, bitch. $33,000 to a hunger. What are you. What? I mean.
Yeah.
Now, you still have $250 million.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're an adult woman. Your life is...
I'm going to peel some off.
I want to believe that if I came into that sort of income, that I would be generous, be strongly generous to a handful of places, you know?
Yes.
Don't just sprinkle dust over the entire village. Drop one fucking turd on the house that matters.
I think if you got $250 million, much in the way that the CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, he saved the Washington Post.
Bezos sounds a lot like the raft-taft-taft. What was it? What was your fucking squeaker noise?
Fuffit.
Fuffit.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos pretty much saved the Washington Post. The Washington Post, the Washington Post newspaper was going under, losing money, and Jeff was like, I love this paper. I want it to stay alive. I've got more money than I need. And he's funding it. He bought it just so he can keep it going. Just so he loses money on it, but he doesn't care because he makes money on everything else. So I think you would do something like that if you won your $250 million. You'd be like, I'm bringing back Way Cool Weekdays,
dude. Yeah,
I'm bringing back, like, hey,
Ecto Cooler. I'm bringing back jean shorts.
like you would bring back the Crocodile Mile slip and slide for sure.
Dude, I tried to find one of those on Amazon for my nieces. Yeah. Couldn't find one.
Really?
In a day and age where you can find any song, almost any video on YouTube.
Any movie.
I think Harlan used to have a joke, Harlan Williams, about, like, everything's on YouTube, you know? The other day, you know, I fucking got a cantaloupe and, you know, grinded it on the face of an old lady in a retirement home after I helped her mow the lawn and teach her how to spell because she's a dummy. And look, there it is on YouTube the next day. You know, it's just...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can find anything. Like, hell, I've watched old cartoons that are no longer around.
Yes. So knowing that, to not, like, to just think that there's not one person with a Crocodile Mile that even put it online to sell. It's like, did the people who had them lose them? And so now there's just none around and not even anybody with a makeshift one, or maybe there's no...
We're putting it out there to all our listeners.
Well, how is it?
If you have a Crocodile Mile,
please send it to.
Adam will give you a personalized tour guide of Universal Studios as Wolverine. He'll
fired.
Do it. hey, but you know what I just realized while we're talking about this? My house has a backyard. My new house has a backyard.
Oh, you are Crocodile Mile ready. It's almost like the Sonics, the Seattle needing an arena before the team came back.
Right.
You needed the yard before Crocodile Miles reinvented themselves.
Now I can do it.
The guy who was like, just show me a home with enough backyard space. And then the mile.
I haven't even thought about this. Yeah. Like we've all thought about what we would do when we finally get houses and finally get a property to call our own. Now I'm finally into the mold where I can be like, oh my god, I can do a slip and slide.
Oh, and not just a slip and slide, dude. There are all sorts of slip and slide knockoffs and other. I mean, look, I'm just right now.
Yep.
I just googled slip and slide. Inflatable water slide came up. The Whammo slip and slide triple racer.
Oh man,
dude.
What is that? Like
I know I got
three
you a backyard gift,
something?
But I'm looking at some other ones that might have to. Here's the wow. So that's $60. For $600,
yeah,
there's the Rave Sports Turbo Shoot. Oh, this thing looks! Oh my god!
All right, for $600, they should bring back. They should bring back LeVar Burton. Like LeVar Burton stands on the side of your slip and slide. And
the Whammo Surf Rider looks pretty incredible.
What's the Whammo Surf Rider?
I mean, triple racer with three boogies.
What's a boogie? Now I have to look up this Whammo Surf Rider.
Oh, three lanes, dude. Yeah, here's a slip and slide with three lanes. And it looks like there's water spraying all around. I mean, that's the way you want to go, too. You want the race lanes. Because free pickup in Burbank if I get it March 12th.
I mean.
All right, so here's the thing. If I get this for you, I have to have visitation rights.
Obviously. Okay, here it is. I have it now. I have inflatable water slide, triple pool. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So it's got the three lanes. I've got that. Fuck. Amazon, it's only $30. What are you looking at for $600?
I mean
what you're experiencing now to our listeners is just this is what happens when kids refuse to grow up, and now we have the money to do all the things that our parents would not let us do. Now we could actually do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we could actually, like, yeah. It's now I could have a three-lane water slide in my backyard. I can do that now. And if you don't think Dwarf Slip and Slider Racing League is happening, getting all the dwarves over to my house.
Oh, my God.
Cheer on your favorites, everybody.
That's all I want.
We're all going to have dwarves race down a slip and slide.
I mean, we should. Oh, my God. I would love to commentate that.
I mean, people are watching people play video games now. There's video game leagues. There's drone racers. Why can't we have dwarf slip and slide racing?
Oh, my God. People love to gamble. How many dwarves could we actually get? If, like, let's say we wanted to do this on Monday.
Yeah.
How many dwarves could you actually wrangle?
Oh.
And by the way, Dwarf Wrangle is the show leading up to Dwarf Slip and Slide Races.
I mean, I'm pretty sure a Dwarf Wrangler is something you can buy on the dark web real easy. Some guy just shows up. He's got a bunch of shamrocks tattooed on his neck.
For years, I was roaming the Wild West looking for buried treasure. And
what are those shamrocks on your neck? Every dwarf I captured, I got a new shamrock tattooed on my neck right there. I got
Remember Steve Irwin? I told that jellyfish to kill him. Or stingray.
Stingray.
Whatever it was, I was a part of it.
I could do it. Oh, man. I've wrangled so many dwarves. How do you think? Why do you think they only used one dwarf for the remake of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? I caught the rest of them. I got rid of them all. That's right. Dwarf Wrangler.
I mean, Dwarf Wrangler either sounds like that guy or a gene company that needs to happen now. Because I'm tired of getting my shit fixed by tailors. I need some dwarf Wrangler jeans.
I mean,
extra large ass, huge thighs, tiny calves, about 12 inches long. Okay, that's what I need in my jeans.
I'm telling you, it would be, what's stopping Wrangler from coming out with that commercial and that line of clothing?
I'll be the spokesman. I'll just, I'll confuse a lot of guys because the camera will start on my sweet dwarf ass in those jeans, yeah. And then all the guys will be like, "Hey, look at that! That's a dude!"
Yeah, that's it. That's the commercial.
That's a dwarf dude.
And you turn around, and you go, yeah. "What's up, guys?"
Yeah,
"Oh, it's a guy." And one guy just goes, "That's a guy."
Yeah. Is your boner confused right now?
Yeah,
get yourself some dwarf Wrangler jeans.
Yeah. That's if the magic of dwarf Wrangler jeans.
We've been confusing boners since. Well, 2018, the year we started. All right, so we've gotten dwarf Wrangler jeans and dwarf slip and slide racing. These are two things that have to happen. This has to occur. I mean, yeah, you said people love to gamble. We can have there's always that scene in movies when some sort of fight is happening and people are gambling. There's that guy that turns around to the rest of the crowd and goes, I got 10. And he's like pointing out different people and he's like taking all the bets and he's somehow doing it instantly. I never see people actually give money to that guy. Like, no one actually, he's like, I got 40 on Henderson. And then they don't actually give him 40. He just has to like, so like, if they lose, does that guy just book it? I don't know.
I mean, I also want to know, you know, first of all, I asked a question. How many dwarves could you get by Monday?
Oh, at least 10.
For real?
Yeah, at least 10.
That's enough. That's enough for three slip and slide races.
I mean, it is March Madness. People are filling out their brackets.
That's actually more than I thought you would get.
I could get 10.
And guess what, dude?
Yeah, I can get 10.
Fuck. All right, this might be worth it for me to buy this.
It's $40. It's no big deal.
No. I'm talking the big kahuna. Right now I'm looking. Oh, yeah. You're right. Okay. $35. I was convinced I was going to spend $600 on a dwarf racing machine.
You know
machine.
What? I love your enthusiasm, though. Yeah. I love the fact that you were in.
Maybe two.
Yeah. We could do six lanes then.
Maybe two different six lanes ones. Yeah, six lane ones. The triple racer. And what does it say on the side? Three bonus slide boogies.
I don't know what slide boogies are. Slide boogies sounds like some sort of toy that was made for kids that had something to do with boogers, but they called them slide boogies instead. Yeah. I'm not sure. This needs to happen.
Slide boogie also sounds like the really cool kid, like at the eighth grade dance. They were like, yeah, dude, like apparently fucking slide boogie is just fingering everybody on the dance floor.
Oh, man.
Men dude. And women. He didn't know that was a dwarf in those jeans. Who's the guy?
I kissed a girl yesterday. That's nothing. Slide boogie. He was in a gangbang.
Yeah.
What?
With the principal.
Yeah. Slide boogie does that. He just does that shit.
I am thoroughly committed to purchasing this.
Okay. I am thoroughly committed to...
Guess what, dude?
To being a dwarf wrangler.
Arrives by March 12th. Free 2-day shipping. Ship to... Well, let me just make sure I got the right address here. Why would my address be already typed into this website? That would be odd.
Unless you're just ordering slip and slides on the whim.
Shipping options. 900... Let's see. I mean, I have tried to purchase... past previous slip and slides.
Yes.
But like I said, I'm going to add it to cart.
Okay.
Do I add the care plan?
What's the care plan? Three care bears stand at the end of the slip and slide?
There's an option for a 2-year plan for $4. What the fuck is happening?
In case it breaks and you want to return it?
I mean, how many races are we trying to have?
I think if we
shoot the pilot and it gets picked up.
I think we have to do a March Madness type situation where we have the brackets. We fill them out. There's a 1 seed. There's an 8 seed.
By the way, the name of this is so enticing: the Whammo Slip and Slide Triple Racer with 3 boogies.
That sounds like a spell that you would cast. That's what you say when you are in the photo booth from the new Adam Devine movie when we first met, and then you say that, and then you go back in time. Slip and slide with triple boogies? Come on, man.
Dude, I'm entering all the information. Keep talking. I'm purchasing this.
I just dangled the carrot that is dwarf slip and slide racing in front of Adam.
Oh, actually, well, here, I guess I'll send it to my address. I was going to say I can send it to yours, but...
Yeah, no, just send it to yours, and then I'll come get it, and then we'll set up a race.
I'm not joking about this. I will pay for the camera crew, and I will commentate it.
And even if we can't get dwarves, we can just have comic slip and slide racing.
Yes.
So this is going to happen in one way or another.
All right.
You are basically, I'm just trying to do this so we can see Jeff die without a shirt. That's the only reason why I'm trying to do it.
That's the only reason you do anything. Yeah. All right. Credit card info entered. Review order. Arrives by Monday, March 12th. And Adam Ray, you are the new owner.
Yeah.
Of a Whammo slip and slide with bonus boogies.
Oh, you got the bonus boogies too?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
Three of them.
Spared no expense. We got full bonus boogies.
Oh, man.
Oh, how?
Very pumped.
How did I find a woman to marry me when I'm getting this excited about a slip and slide being ordered?
This is going
to
be great.
I have to tell my Three wife lanes. This. I have to go tell my wife this, that there's going to be dwarf slip and slide racing in our backyard.
And I thought about getting the longer slip and slide, but what I forget is like normal size slip and slide is going to like...
It's pretty good size.
Yeah, that's fine. But it's like, as I think I've mentioned before, when I... But before I got these, I got my nieces a Barbie slip inside.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't taken a ride on it in quite some time, a slip inside. So I overjumped.
Oh, no.
So when I jumped, I took off.
Oh, no.
When my body was already halfway over the slip inside in midair.
Oh.
So it's like you have to jump before the front.
Yes.
No, I jumped while I was like halfway over. So hit the ground about three quarters on the slip inside, knocked the wind out of myself, and slid off the slip inside. Hearing my mom go, "Are you okay?"
You're like,
my niece is just like laughing.
No.
Yeah, I get up being like, "It's great."
That and like, there's not a lot of padding there. So if you jumped and got some serious air, yeah, that's gonna knock the wind out of you, pal.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait. So you know what? Be on the lookout. This is happening.
This is happening.
I don't know if it's happening Monday, but as soon as that summer heat wave kicks in.
Oh, which, I mean, we're in Los Angeles, so that's going to be April.
Yeah.
Or hell, it could be next
week.
Dude,
we're getting a camera. Dude, we're doing that. I don't know what we do with that video. Obviously post it, but like some sort of an actual... I mean, we could get some girls to be, you know, stand around in bikinis. Just to, you know, make
Cheers
it a real...
on. Yeah.
There's got to be a prize. What is it? I mean, we could.
I mean, I think the winner gets the slip.
We can laugh. No way, dude. That's Santa your house.
No, I'll find. You know what? There, I know this because I got my fantasy football trophy made at a trophy shop. Here in Hollywood.
You've got a trophy guy?
I got a trophy guy.
Dude, you've got a trophy guy. You've got a Bed Bath & Beyond guy.
I'm living the life, Adam Ray.
And now you've got a Whammo Slammo slip and slide with bonus boogies.
Adam Ray is my slip and slide guy. I'm going to be at a party. Some guy's going to be busting out some pot. Some guy's going to be busting out some cocaine. I'll be like, oh, dude, you want to really get the party started.
Yeah.
You got to call my buddy Adam Ray.
What does he do?
What does he give you? Slip and slides.
Yeah.
Is that a new code for Molly? No, that's legit slip and slides. Yeah. Like, he brings slip and slides
to your
house.
Yeah, but how many boogies? Three.
Three boogies? You can't handle three boogies.
No man
can handle three boogies. My brother Terry, he's been slipping and sliding for years. Only he can do one boogie. Three boogies, that's insane.
Yeah, dude, I think you're going to have to make it a kids-only or dwarves-only slip and slide. I won't even go on it because I'm going to commentate because I don't trust. But also with three lanes, God, that's going to be – and there's no bumpers on these lanes.
You can slide in other lanes.
Dude, it's going to just be – I mean, every dwarf for himself going down these lanes. You're going to try, but like – you know, we'll get it nice and wet.
That's what she said.
And then and then you just slide to your and there's a nice finish line at the end. Dude, maybe we can have one of you guys wear GoPros.
I think we all have to wear GoPros.
That's a great idea.
I think the finish line is... No, that's creepy. I was going to say that the finish line is our bikini girls just staying there at the end. They push their boobs together, and then those are the cushions that we hit. To slow us down.
I mean,
sort of like the parachute when the drag racers have it.
Glad to know married life hasn't sucked the full perv out of you.
No, still a little pervy. A little pervy. I can still summon it every now and then.
Yeah.
It's repressed, don't get me wrong.
For sure.
But every now and then I can still summon a really good perv move.
At least you didn't perv up, you know?
No.
Perv up and perv out, because there's some married guys that just...
Yeah.
Like, you see them out at the bars and you're like, oh dude, like your pervness like went up more.
It's like I don't
should
know
have gone
what,
down.
Yeah, I don't know what your wife is doing or not doing or not
perv
doing.
On your wife.
Yeah, perv on your wife.
Yeah.
Great. I perv on my wife all the time. Yeah, it's fun.
You should.
Because, like,
that's
yeah.
what that's one of the benefits.
Yeah. Because there's no, you can say,
it's not illegal.
You can say and do creepy things to your spouse. And it's cool.
Yeah. Because you add, I love you, my
yeah,
wife.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, hey, you should be glad that I just grabbed your ass.
Yeah.
Like, because, yeah, we don't want to be that old married couple that doesn't grab each other's asses anymore.
When I see old people, like, at the airports, like, holding hands or...
That's the best.
Or, you know, just playing with each other, like, doing whatever they're doing, you know.
Yeah.
I would be pumped if I saw, like, a 9-year-old couple just, like, hands down each other's pants. Do you think TSA would have a problem with that? Or would they go, you know what? Like, go for it.
Yeah.
You, like...
I would hope. And, I mean, there would always be some people that would complain, but I would look at it like, what... You want that. You yeah. want people to be...
You still want to be alive and ticking.
Yeah.
Betty White says she still fucks. She's like 90-something.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope someone, some lucky guy, I don't know if it's a husband, I don't know if she's married, I don't know what, but I hope some guy gets those Betty White pants off and blows the dust off that thing and then goes to town. Just, okay, now we can work.
This pervy moment brought to you by Brad Williams. Just when you thought you couldn't get more boogies in your backyard.
I'm getting really excited for the slip and slide.
The music, I mean, I'm going to come up with a whole playlist.
Well, I mean, one thing that...
Around Robin, I mean, if you have 10 dwarves.
One thing that you have to do is you have to do Eddie Murphy's Boogie in the Butt.
How does that go?
I don't know, but that's an actual song.
Boogie in the Butt?
It is. Hold on. You talk. I will find Boogie in the Butt.
Well, I will give our tour date. So next week, I will be at Laugh Boston in Boston, Massachusetts. At Laugh Boston, Thursday through Saturday, March 15th through the 17th. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. And then first week in April, I'll be at Harvey's in Portland, Oregon, April 5th through the 8th. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Next week in Brad, you're at Mohegan Sun?
No, when this comes out, I will have just done the Mohegan Sun, hopefully, if my plane doesn't crash via the winter snowstorm.
You'll be fine.
But the following week, I'll be at the DC Improv, and I love that club.
Great.
So, yes, come see me at the DC Improv.
Tell Allison to book me.
We've
been exchanging emails about it happening.
Yeah.
And
it's one of the best clubs in the country. It's awesome.
It really is. I've only ever done it once. This is how great it is with Bobby. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, sold out shows, which I'm assuming yours will be too.
Yeah.
And it's underground, and it's like the acoustics are great. But like, I did it once 7 years ago, and I'm like, oh, that's one of the best clubs I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be there March 15th through March 7th. No, March 18th. We did a Sunday show. So yeah, March 15th through the 18th at the DC Improv, and then March 22nd through the 24th. I'll be at Goodnight's Comedy Club in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Love that club, too.
That's a great club as well. So those are my next few weeks. So come out and see those. And now, this will be on the soundtrack of the Dwarf Slip and Slide Racing League. This is Eddie Murphy's Boogie in the Butt. And yes, it is by Eddie Murphy. Oh, yeah.
Now just picture three dwarves at a time going down a slip and slide.
In Speedos.
Is that going to be required?
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my God. We're going to have this have like a home video type feel to the editing. And now, ESPN 7 presents the first ever Dwarf Slip and Slide Championship.
Man, what you talking about? Putting boogies in people's butts.
Oh my God. Oh my God, dude. You know what? I think, Brett, depending on how big your backyard is.
Yeah.
And that's not a euphemism.
Yep.
by the way, that's the Dwarf Wrangler Jeans slogan. How big is your backyard? No, but we get bleachers. That can't be too expensive to set up and have people in the stands watching this.
Oh, man.
Brad, I'm fucking full on serious about this.
I'm serious, too.
I'm willing to put in a little bit of money to... All right, I got to go start planning.
We will do this.
Keep the song playing.
We
keep it playing. It's too good. It's been a rough day. This is actually making me very happy.
Oh, the boogie will continuously be happening in your butt.
All right, so make sure you follow us on Twitter, Adam Ray Comedy, at Funny Brad, Ailen Podcast. Ailen Podcast on Instagram, Brad Williams Comic on Instagram, Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram for all our tour dates, updates, and boogie in the butt updates. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. This is happening for sure, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even joking.
It is happening. So, that's the show.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.